Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Bachelor is undoubtedly one of the most popular shows on television at the moment. We're loving it. Can't get enough of it. Now, if anyone is tuning in this morning because they might have seen on our social media yesterday that we were going to have Kat on the show, you might be disappointed because we've chosen not to. Now, we lock guests in all the time. You'd notice a lot of reality TV shows appear on radio shows. They get offered by the network and they get locked in. Now, I watched it last night and I really struggled with this. And Fev and I'd already struggled with it anyway, thinking, but we haven't really seen any endearing qualities in this person. And a lot of flack, Romy and Kat and Alicia came under a lot of flack yesterday from a lot of areas of the community for being, firstly for The Bachelor, for allowing these women to portray themselves as bullies.
Yeah, they're bullies.
And what that is teaching young people who are sitting down watching this show.
Yeah.
And watching it last night, I thought to myself, how? Because this show, we're a very welcoming show. We're not a nasty show. We're not a mean show. We don't bring people on our show to humiliate them or to grill them. That's not our vibe, Fev. We just want to be nice to people.
Except for me. But other than that.
Well,
but you're a great, we're like best friends.
That's true.
And I thought to myself, Fev, I could not, in all good conscience, welcome her to the show. And if you can't welcome someone onto your show, why are they coming on? So you and I had a long chat about this, didn't we, before
the
show?
Yeah, we did, Boxy. And I actually read when I was on the train, on the way home, because there was nothing else to do. I was reading and we'd put it up on our social. So I went and read some of the messages. And some of the messages were like, we're tuning out, we're not watching, you've all got kids, why would you want your kids portraying this girl Kat because she's a bully. It's sending the wrong messages. I'll be tuning out. I'll be listening to another station. I can't believe you're giving her airtime. We don't want her to come on and explain why because we don't want to hear her.
Mm.
And so I put it up on our WhatsApp saying that we maybe should not do this chat because I don't think we really need her on. And I don't agree with what she did on the show. I don't know whether she was trying to pump up her business in Bali. And because they get fame, people on there, they keep them on. Maybe.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And I remember talking to someone that was pretty important to the show, and I said to that person, surely you get rid of Kat pretty quick. And this was after one episode, and he said no. Or that person said no. No, we had to keep her on because it gets ratings.
Well, I've seen her interviewed I've read something she said, and her defence is that the editors or the producers didn't show their whole personalities. But the problem is, Kat, even if that's part of your personality, that's enough.
No, that's...
And I thought it was really interesting when she got booted off last night by Nick and she said, but I'm not a mean girl. I hope she's watched the series back. That their behaviour was mean, nasty. Mm-hmm. I felt when Tennille ran off crying the other night, I went, I would do that. I don't handle mean people well. I that makes me cry and I get very insecure. I can see what those poor other girls were living through in that house.
And I think if we had got her on, we would have been bullying her. And I don't think that's the right message because we would have said, my only question would have been, have you watched yourself on that show and what do you think? How do you think you've been portrayed?
Well, that's it. See, Fev, she will go on other radio shows today and they will make her cry and probably grill her. But does that make them any better?
No, it doesn't.
Like I personally didn't, we all decided that we didn't want to get her in here 100%. And give her a hard time because that's then therefore endorsing and reciprocating the behaviour that she subjected other people to on that show.
And I'd rather pick on Byron.
It's way more fun. And we are, as Fief says, friends. Do you want to hear some of her worst behaviour? I mean, I've got it if you want it, just to really...
You know
for people
what? We
didn't
were
going to
play back some stuff. Let's not talk about Kat again.
Let's kick on to R&B
See
Friday.
You later,
Kat. 101.9 The Fox.
Just heard a hit from one of our faves here at The Fox. Some of these were going way back. Smile was awesome. Oh, it's not fair. She's even boogieing to them as we're playing them. And how good's the new album, No Shame? There's Lost My Mind. Four ARIA top 10 albums for this guest. Three platinum singles in Australia. We love her down here. It is Lily Allen joining the show, guys.
Woo. Hi.
Welcome. welcome to the show.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's great to have you here now. More exciting to hear that you're coming back in February to play at the Forum. I mean, this is great. We can't
Super
wait.
Super stoked.
Now, you've got a couple of tin lids, which are kids. Do they listen to your music? Because I've got three girls and one girl on the way, which my wife's due in November. And they
What day?
28th.
And my daughter's the 25th.
Ooh, that's going to get close.
We can have her seduced. We can maybe have it on the 25th.
So
we can
be induced.
Induced. What I'll say.
Seduced. Oh,
she was seduced. She was seduced to have it.
That's how you made it.
Sorry. Now, do they love your music?
I heard you say, Lily, there's a song they do love, but it's the song you hate.
Yeah, they like Air Balloon, which I despise.
Air Balloon's great. Why do you hate Air Balloon? I love that song.
Crap.
Okay, well, you wrote it.
Can I ask, Lily, I've got a five-year-old at the moment who's obsessed by the Shark Song. Do you know the Shark Song?
No.
Do your girls across? Oh, can I play a grab of
it
to you?
How annoying is it?
This is gone. Shark doo 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 baby
shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 doo. It's everywhere, Lily. It's everywhere.
I know, if I played that to my kids, they would definitely be into it.
So many strings to Lily's bow, guys. But look, I'm surrounded by very humble people on this show, Lily, that wouldn't dare bring this up. I have around me not one, not two, but in fact three Neighbours stars.
Don't worry.
This is a bit embarrassing.
I was going to bring it up.
I'm sure you were, Feb. First, can we have a listen? Lily Allen on Neighbours.
When was this? 2000 and... Do you remember this?
This is an extraordinary scene, Lily. I mean, in your body of work, how proud are you of this?
Yeah, really proud.
Okay, great. So let's play it. It's a scene with the iconic Dr. Carl, and Lily is playing a guest. It's some sort of interview. This is
Lassiter's FM, I think.
Yeah, here we go. She's at Lassiter's. Have a listen.
All right, Lily, welcome to Erinsborough.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I've got a question for you, actually.
Ask away, Miss Allen.
Does your wife know you listen to my music?
My wife fully supports me in that. So, Lily, would you like to play us a song?
I'd love to. This is for you and your wife.
Wow. Did you win Golden Globes for that or any Oscar nominations, Logies?
No.
For comparing and contrasting sake, I'd like you now to listen to Fifi and Fev. This was a scene. And could you just set the scene, please, Fifi, because it's obviously very visual.
Well, we were in it together. I was the new masseuse at the Lassiter's Day Spa, Lily.
Lovely.
And Fev was playing a footballer who's come in for a little
I was playing myself.
Well, he was playing himself, actually, yeah. Brendan Favola.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field. Footy players.
I hope you didn't miss it there. I just said a little bit.
You got a wax.
It was one line.
It was
more a cameo.
That's a brag, isn't it? When you go back to England, to be on Neighbours, that has a bit of currency, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. If Instagram had been out in the days, I'd be bigger than the Kardashians now.
Ed Sheeran followed you. Like, we do love that. Huge stars come out here and appear on Neighbours.
It is
an
honour.
The only way Neighbours are still going.
Absolutely. They need it. So it's Lily Allen's brand new album, No Shame. It is out now, but the big push is to see Lily, and it's a great show. The Forum in February. I can't say February, neither can you. Try and say the month of February.
It'll be hot then.
How do you go saying the word February?
February. Oh!
Very good. Faith, can you try it? Because you're hopeless at it.
February.
Okay, great. Tickets on sale September 11th from ticketmaster.com.au. Lily, thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
It'll be beautiful weather in Feb, so the sun will be
we'll
out.
Yeah, we'll turn it on
it'll
for you next
really
time.
It'll be really nice in February.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Feb, remember this time yesterday you were telling us about how your wonderful mum, the
Kazza.
Tigers supporter, Kazza, was driving along from the airport and saw one of our billboards, our Fox FM billboards. And it was the one that just has me on it.
It's hurtful.
It's weird because we've all been separated in the billboards. There's a bit of confusion about what we're promoting.
There is. My mum thought that you was actually promoting like a Colgate or a
teeth whitening
because your pearlies look very, very good.
And thank you, Kazza. I mean, if you're going to be mistaken for any commercial, I'm happy with the teeth whitening commercial.
Well, it also says shine bright like a diamond on
yes,
it, Fief, which reads like a toothpaste commercial.
You're right.
Yeah, you're very well said.
And it's
happened again, guys.
Well, it has happened again. There's an argument. People are saying maybe the Fox logo is too small because they don't know exactly why we're up on the billboard. Mm. But we did do an Instagram poll yesterday. Shah, our social media expert.
CK.
We need to give Char a guru. What can
like
we
a
call
handle.
Her?
She's definitely a guru. She's unbelievable.
131060 if you've got a good handle for us to give Char, because she is phenomenal.
What do you call someone who's amazing at their job?
CK.
Yoda.
Well, anyway, you want that.
No, that's not flattering.
Yoda's a small, green, elderly man.
Call her Loosh.
Anyway, she did a poll yesterday, and the question was, do you think our billboard with Fifi on it was about teeth whitening? So for a toothpaste commercial. Now, this is staggering, and I hope no one from our marketing department is listening. 47% thought it was for a toothpaste teeth whitening commercial.
They're not good stats.
What happened to the old billboard with all three of us on it?
I mean, in defence...
Well, just two of us.
In defence of our marketing department, 53% thought it was for the show. So, I mean, at least the majority thought it was for the radio show, but it's a staggering number thought it was me promoting toothpaste.
I did a lot at the Jolimont train station yesterday. When I was going home, I was just having a look at Insta because
you were bored because you're sitting there for about two hours.
I didn't have my phone for 2 hours because Daniel Rioli's little sister was watching Netflix on my phone for half the game, so I didn't have access to my phone. So anyway, I've got an Insta DM sent to me by Sarah Perkins, who was a premiership player for the AFLW in Adelaide. Now she's gone over to Hawthorn, and she sent a message and taken a screenshot of my billboard.
Yes, your billboard.
And I haven't
seen
one. It's bloody big.
It's huge.
Anyway, it says looking good at Brenda Vola, and then hashtag model life.
Model life.
Guilty. But I hadn't seen it before, so I thought I'd show off in front of the kids and go, oh, look, Dad's on a billboard. Showed me, Lenny and Lulu. Mm. And they've all said, yuck. And I go, what do you mean? They go, oh, my God, Dad, you're dabbing. And I go, no, Vogue, like Vogue.
Come on,
and
Vogue, Madonna. Yeah,
they had no idea what I was talking. They go, no, Dad, that is a dab. You are dabbing in your billboard, and that is yuck. I can't believe you're so embarrassing. Our friends are going to see that.
Well, there'd be people
you're too
that,
old to
they're
dab.
Too young to know what Madonna did in the Vogue video.
But we don't even play Vogue.
We've never even played Vogue. Why is there voguing on our billboard?
My 18-year-old doesn't know what it is. And when you look at the picture, it actually looks like I'm dabbing. It's a really bad dab.
101.9 The Fox.
We are super excited. This next guest is really Australian media royalty, and to have him in here, this is so awesome.
He is, and you know what? When this man walks in a room, you can't help but feel good. You have that about you. Ray Martin, welcome to the show.
The money's in the check's in the mail.
Yes, you do,
thank
though,
you
Ray.
Much.
You're so likeable, so lovable, and we love that you got up really early this morning to come in because you had a late night last night for the Humpty Dumpty Foundation.
Yep.
What a wonderful job the Humpty Dumpty Foundation do to Ray, because I had some people say to me, oh, I didn't know what they were doing, raising money for how many Victorian hospitals, for children's hospitals?
We've given about 200 pieces of equipment. We buy equipment for children's hospitals around the country, and we've raised about 200 pieces of equipment for various, especially country hospitals. Mm. We bought a big one last night for the Royal Children's, but the weird thing is that out of 200 pieces of equipment, about 180 have been bought by New South Welshmen and women, not by Victorians. So we're trying to raise the bar here.
We're going to step it up, Ray.
There's no better platform than to come on our show and sell it.
And also, there's nothing at Melbourne. Did we all just hear that? Sydney are beating us or something. Sydney are putting equipment in our hospitals.
That's not right.
We should be doing that ourselves.
Although we appreciate the equipment.
Yeah, thank you to those wonderful, generous people who donated. It'd just be good if we got around ourselves.
What about this stat, Boxy?
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty Foundation has raised over $70 million to make a difference for lives of the sick and injured children in 380 hospitals across Australia.
$70 million.
Yeah, we do about $5 million a year. And as I say, but the difficult thing has been, last night we ended up buying a piece of equipment in the room by someone anonymous. Mm. Victorians are very anonymous when they give money. For some reason, they don't want to, you know.
We're humble.
Flaunt the fact they've got some money. But that was about a $36,000 piece of equipment for Kahuna. And we've now bought them 40 pieces over the last 4 or 5 years. And the boss of Kahuna, who's a GP and a paediatrician, he said, well, for the moment, that's it. We've got enough. We can now sort of survive. All we've got to do now is use our skills and the nurses and the rest of the staff.
Look at that.
Which is great.
I want to put out the website just quickly.
Who do I put the invoice to that for $36,000?
Thank you, Brendan. It was selfless. No, but here is the website. I just want to make sure we put that out right now. Humpty humpty.com.au, humpty.com.au, to support the great work of the Humpty Dumpty Foundation.
Yes, and it doesn't surprise anybody that, Ray, you are behind this, involved with the Humpty Dumpty Foundation doing this wonderful thing for kids.
It is fantastic. My both children were born at the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney, and when the paediatrician comes to you and says, look, we want to raise some money to paint the wall, because the wall was a sort of khaki, an army khaki, and it was horrible for kids. And so we raised about $30,000 that night, and since then it's about $70 million that we've raised around the country, especially Northern Territory, especially. We've just gone up there for the first time. The money we normally raise in Sydney, but in Northern Territory, where they have fantastic staff, but really shitty gear there. Yeah. So terrible stuff.
I've visited a few hospitals in the NT, and it's compared to what we have in Victoria, and obviously in New South Wales as well, it's... like literally third world hospital.
We need to work harder there too,
But it's little things like, oddly enough, last night someone bought something called an EZIO, EZ10 or EZIO, and it's just a drill that the nurses and doctors use if they want to try and find, they can't find a vein in a toddler. Mm. And when we did, we've now bought about 300 of those for around hospitals around the country. They cost $1,800 only, and we had a call from a nurse who was in charge of nursing up at Armidale Hospital in New South Wales, and she said, I've just lost a toddler, died. Oh. This two-year-old died because we didn't have this piece of equipment. She said, I'm sort of mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. So so it's not always 50,000 or 36,000 in Fev's case of equipment. It's just as cheap as that, you know, we think the hospital should have them, but the fact is that, I'm not sure what the bill is in Victoria, but in New South Wales, it's $23 billion a year. $1 billion is the health bill in New South Wales. Mm. So politicians, love them or hate them, are actually paying enough. You know, we can actually afford, I think as civilians, we can actually afford.
Now, if we found a vein in you, mate, and we popped that vein, you'd bleed green and red. The Rabbitohs play tonight.
I heard Byron say, you know, go the Storm tonight. I was just about to come in and hit him. I was going to job him, absolutely. No,
I know where you are, Ray. Have you looked out the window, mate? Melbourne.
Well, no, that's all right. And the boys get over the line?
I think they will. I don't normally think, you know, South have won more premierships than any Manchester United or Carlton or anybody. We've won 21 premierships.
Well, here he goes.
But we've also we've won more wooden spoons and we've lost more. So we're match fit when it comes to losing.
There's no grey area. You're either good or you're shit.
That's right. I don't think we're good.
Now, Ray, but while we've got you, can you hang around? Because you're such an accredited, acclaimed journalist, there are issues that Fev and I could probably have your help with, and
I'd
if
love
you'd
to.
Be prepared to maybe review some of our
I don't
work.
Think Ray can help me, mate.
I saw Fev going with three cigarettes at the one time out there.
Oh, they didn't say it. Must have been someone else.
He's clearly anxious. He's very anxious.
That wasn't Brendan, just if anyone's listening.
That was Willie Mason.
It was a doppelganger.
101.9 The Fox.
Obviously, the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, a broadcasting legend, but doing great work with the Humpty Dumpty Foundation. You can head to humpty.com.au, and that is donating medical equipment to local hospitals and doing great work.
Please help us.
Absolutely.
Yes, do. Dig deep, Melbourne. Let's beat Sydney because they're raising more money than we are at the moment. Now, Ray, we have been, I feel spoiled, actually. Fev, Brian and I have been, you've been regaling us with these amazing broadcasting stories. And as a broadcaster, are there any particular names over your career that you've struggled with? You know, maybe foreign leaders or tennis players. No, I'm looking at you. You don't have to make up one. If you have never struggled with a name.
Serious?
He's a professional. I mean, he's been working since 1978. He's hosted every big show.
No, the answer is no. Normally, I leave it to someone else, that's all.
Well, in this case, maybe leave it to...
Or I say they're Czech tennis player.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Fev, and it's, you know, a wonderful thing that we're learning about Brendan Favola is that he keeps his eye on the news. He's often watching news across the days. He's 24/7 Sky News.
I knew that.
On Twitter. And he
often watch Parliament.
He just often
SBS.
Watches Parliament. He
Question
just,
time on ABC.
Names,
ABC.
Names aren't Same a strength. Can we run some by you, Ray? Let's start with, I mean, you'd be familiar with
Who's driving
former,
this bus? Just throw me under the bus.
I'm going to drive it a little bit. Is that okay? It's a fun bus.
Hey, Fev, by the way, I've got your back for later. Don't worry.
Okay. So you'd be familiar with, obviously, journalist Paul Bongiorno.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Fev necessarily is. We've got a new Prime Minister. We've had him for nearly 2 weeks. Scott Morrison, ScoMo.
Yes, it has been a couple of weeks.
Mate, I was John Bongiorno the other week.
John Bongiorno.
Is that his name?
Paul Bongiorno.
Paul Bongiorno.
You confused Paul Bongiorno with John Bon Jovi. That's good old Paul Bongiorno.
That's only once. You would never do anything like that again, though.
No, well, we were referring to Harry Potter, famously acted by Daniel Radcliffe.
Right.
I think
he couldn't mess that up, though, could he?
Or could he confuse him with Ken?
What do they drive around on?
They're playing Quidditch.
Sweeps.
Oh, come on, that's
brooms.
A great movie.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Mate, even Daniel Sutcliffe didn't like it. I was
thinking. Kenny loved it, though.
Yeah, he does love it.
Your mate Ken Sutcliffe would love that.
And you, Ray, you'd be familiar with the famous... Oh, come on, it's a bit of fun.
Twice as all.
There's only another nine examples.
The famous artist Spencer Tunick, who gets people to... parade around naked, and then he takes photos of them. Spencer Tunick, a big New York internationally renowned
his work, Ray.
I've stripped for him.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Can't wait to see this photo.
Graham Shamick, look out.
Fifi, Fev, Byron.
Who's Graham Shamick?
The nude photo.
Spencer Tunick.
Oh, Spencer Tunick.
Graham Shamick. In your face, Graham Shamick.
He's good with names,
I wasn't even close.
You were.
Okay, Fev, don't worry. I've got your back, mate. There's Boxy lining you up. And there, in fairness to all of them, not as well known as perhaps this particular identity in the current news cycle. Fife just really struggles with this one.
Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un's face. Kim Jong-un's reaction. Kim Jong-un. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Trump and Kim Jong-un together handpicked all this food that he thought Kim Jong-un would like. Trump and Kim Jong-un. I know a little bit about Kim Jong-un.
It's the haircut. That's right.
You know what, Ray? Even if you get the name wrong from the beginning, my policy, commit.
Stick with it.
Just commit.
Is there another one?
No, we're done.
What about the other one?
What else do I get wrong?
Oh, we didn't get the recording of her saying Osama bin Laden. She really struggles with, with that particular name.
Until he passed away.
Right. You can support the Humpty Dumpty Foundation and the local hospital worker donating a piece of medical equipment or make a donation right now. It's such great work that Ray does with this. Humpty.com.au. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Sorry about the way that ended. But thank you, Ray.
No, perfect.
He tends to make it awkward.
I can't believe it. I mean, I've listened to him for years and I've never heard him make a mistake.
No, I know.
Thanks, Ray. It's
we struggle every day.
It's the Fox.
Razor Ray.
101.9 The Fox.
What a great night it was at the G last night, Brendan Bobola.
I took the family, which was great, to go watch Daniel play. So he got some tickets.
You didn't? It was to watch Daniel play. It wasn't just to show the girls a dad's old office.
Oh, God.
Girls?
Like, the girls are so excited, especially Lulu, to go to the footy. Like, she was talking about it in the morning and when I picked her up from school. Mm. I'm like, you ran out on the G. Like,
just, with you, with dad. Like,
are they forgetting? They don't get it. Oh, dear.
Oh, there's that hurtful joke as well whenever Daniel Rioli's inside of the Favola house, of course, Fife,
premiership player. Mate, you've got a premiership player in the house.
Might be a dual premiership.
At least there's one in the house.
Will be. Yeah.
So it all started, this is going to take a while, it all started when we got off the train and we're walking to the MCG and there's 95,000 there, so there's people everywhere. And my mum's a massive Richmond supporter. So mum's been Richmond because she grew up in Paran, been a tight. When I used to play and we played Richmond, she'd wear a Richmond scarf.
Wow. The Go Cazza.
Yeah, and literally wear it into the rooms. And it was unbelievable. So Mia's got a Richmond scarf. So as we're walking in, the girls go, I want a Richmond. Can we get a Richmond scarf? Because it's cold. To get.
Yeah.
So I've walked into the Richmond shop at Punt Road.
It's
just packed. And I'm like, oh, this is really awkward.
Gosh, I don't even know that you... Are you allowed to buy Richmond memorabilia?
I don't know. I've never felt so uncomfortable. And I grabbed three scarves, one for Mum, one for Lenny, one for Lulu.
Dear.
I'm lining up. It's a long line. And people are like, how does this feel buying Richmond scarves? Oh, that doesn't feel good. I literally broke out of sweat. It was weird. And then I said, can I get some Daniel Rioli badges? And they're sold out, so I couldn't get them.
Oh.
Anyway, so I brought the scarves.
Could Daniel get you one personally?
I mean, he lives with you.
Yeah, I know, but the girls wanted them there and then.
The guy that lives with, they can take a photo on their iPhone.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing about being at the footy.
He's going to be at your dinner table after the game. Why do you need to line up for a badge of him?
Because that's what you do at the footy.
Oh, this is
anyway,
good
so
guy.
We go into the MCG, we sit down, we watch the footy. And Mia, because we had to get the train home, because we caught a training, because we live right near the train station. Mm. Just easy. No car parking because it's wet. So we go down. Mia's like, Dad, because I'm like, I've got to get up early in the morning for breakfast radio. And it was now 10 past 10.
Too late.
And
Way too late. She's been in bed for 2 hours at this point.
I want to see Daniel. He's played really well. I said, all right, me being just a sucker. I go, okay. She goes, but I've only, because Daniel's family was there, his mum, his sister and his little sister and his sister's little boy.
Mm.
So cute. Like, I was like, king, what am I?
King of the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, best step. Granddad,
work it out.
Anyway, something
step
like that.
Step granddad, that's you. Something I like it. That.
Anyway, so I was playing around with them, but they only get like four wristbands to go downstairs into the MCG because each player only gets four passes because it's very
hard to get into.
It's hard to get into. So me is like, I've only got one because Daniel's family's gone down. I've got a wristband. Can I go down? I'm like, oh, well, what are we going to do? Because you get no reception down there. So anyway, she went down. So I've walked down with the kids out front of the rooms. So there's a door before you get to the room, so you can't actually see the rooms. And there's two guys, and they looked at me, and I'm like, hey, guys, yep, I can't get in. So I'm standing out there with all the fans waiting for the players to walk out. So it was a real shock to the system.
So you're lining up.
Yeah, I'm just
like
one of the civilians.
One of the autograph
I'm like one of the dudes in the cheer squad.
Holding a placard.
And then I'm like, come on, let's go. So we're down there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And we walk out and we walk to the MCG along Jollymont Avenue, as you do, because they shut the cars off and you walk down. There's 90,000 people trying to get into the train station.
Yeah, not fun.
Now, I'm not sure who runs the Victorian Metro. Is it Metro? Metro Trains?
Dan Andrews. Pop him
Dan
under
Andrews,
the bus.
Dan Andrews.
Pop him under the train.
Listen here, mate.
Well, it's final. Don't.
Dan Andrews, this is to you. I saw a friend of mine called Luke Donaldson, who's an Adelaide man, and he's an Hawthorn supporter. And I was standing behind him, haven't seen him for 20 years. And he goes, what's going on with your transport? I said, why? He goes, in Adelaide, when we've got match day, it's free transport. So everyone just gets on and gets out.
Makes sense.
Clears it.
No congestion. There's literally 90,000 people trying to get into the train station.
Yeah.
I stood there for an hour and a bit trying to get into the train station because everyone's got to tap their bloody Mikey,
of
don't
course.
They?
Of course.
Guys, it's finals time. Open up the slots and just let people walk
through.
In. Because people have already got there. I know it's going to get you some money,
well said.
But it's not about the money. It's about getting people home. There was young kids there.
Safety
it was past 11
first.
O'clock. They've got school the next day. Kids were whinging. Families were getting upset.
Yeah.
I literally have never been more uncomfortable. It was like a pack of sardines trying to get in. Then I thought, finally got in. I'm like, oh, beautiful. They'll have
finally.
Trains running every couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Look up at the Sandringham line, 17 minutes to the next train comes. Sorry, what?
All right. That's
sorry,
a
what?
Flattening night.
Dan Andrews, don't worry about building roads, mate. Get your...
And remember when they
it's
wouldn't...
It's finals time.
Remember when they wouldn't let you into the change rooms either?
Oh, God, that was a stinker.
101.9 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's call.
Boo! Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
This is so much fun. We're giving away our last tickets to Buller. Mount Buller is pumping this spring. I mean, I'm heading up this weekend. Can't wait. Going to get Trixie out on the slopes again.
She's good.
Yeah, well, hopefully she keeps it up. That's the thing. You know, I want her to, you know, become like Scotty James and be a world champion snowboarder.
Okay,
and
one
I'll
step
just
at a time.
Jump on her coattails like Tim James, Scotty's brother, and I'll just travel the world. Anyway, right now, let's give away tickets to Bullock. This is fantastic. Accommodation, lift passes, snow gear, the
huge
whole
price.
Lot thrown in. Brooke from Lower Plenty. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Brooke. Have you ever been to Buller?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, how good is it, Brooke?
It is awesome.
Well, imagine going up again.
It would be fantastic.
Okay, well, Brooke, you are going to have to decide whether or not the story Fev is about to tell is true or call Buller, okay, if you don't believe
okay.
it. And we've got Robert from Glen Waverley. Are you there, Robert?
Hey,
Robert. Robert, just sit tight, my friend. Don't do anything, and you could be going to Buller because if Brooke gets it wrong, we're giving the trip to you.
Easiest
thing ever. You're right.
I
want to
fix his line in case he wins because we couldn't hear anything.
Good luck, Brooke.
Thank you.
How are you, Brooke?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's good. This could be easy for you then.
Oh.
Now, I went to the footy last night with my family and with my girls, and we watched my daughter's boyfriend play. And after Daniel Rioli kicked three snags, taught him well. And I had nothing to do with it. So after the game, I went down with my two kids at the time, because Mia had already gone before us, just to see Daniel walk in. So we were going to meet her. And I was with my mum, who's a Richmond supporter, and my two daughters, who are now converted to Richmond, which is hurtful. And as I went down into the rooms, the guys on the door didn't let me in because I didn't have a pass. And would you believe that they wouldn't let a guy in? That was my old office. I've played a lot of games there, kicked a lot of snags, put bums on seats, pretty much gave them a job. You know, they wouldn't be able to go there if I wasn't playing. Do you think that's true or untrue?
Oh, I think it's true.
She listened to you tell that story at 10 past 7.
Unbelievable. She didn't listen to that this morning.
Yeah, I didn't think she listened.
But unbelievably, Brooke, they didn't let Fev into the change rooms at the MCG's old office.
So, there you go.
Well done, Brooke. You are off to the wonderful, magical Mount Buller. You'll have the best time.
Well told.
The worst thing is that those guys don't have a job anymore. Yeah, it's interesting.
Oh, you had them removed?
I rang Gil.
I think it's fair. Hit the slopes at Mount Buller. Book it
it's
now.
It's got a bit of pull.
mtbuller.com.au. Have a great time there, Brooke. Well done.
Thank you.
I rang Dutton. He fixed it for me.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Lines are open. 13, 10, 60.
Well, they are open. And I'm going to say this has never happened in the history of Is It Amazing.
I wonder why. Look at the setup.
We don't have any calls.
Why?
Because, Byron, you told a story
that was amazing.
A clear plug for
Western
your
Nissan.
Car ambassadorship. Carol you drive Springs. Cars for that company.
Right.
And you told a story. And it's what surprised me, though, is I reckon for 3 years you've been saying to Fev every time he has product placement for stuff he gets for free.
All sorts of things.
And you went and did it so spectacularly, you shut down our segment.
I didn't mean to.
And I haven't spoke about Runway Room Cosmetics.
Mercedes-Benz Brighton. Chisholm.
Haven't said a word about them.
And Callaway. I haven't said anything
fair enough.
All week.
Jenny Craig. You haven't mentioned Jenny Craig all week.
Jenny Craig.
It won't take long for me to reset the story. I thought it was amazing.
I wouldn't do it again.
Okay, you wouldn't do it again. I thought it was amazing. It was an incredible coincidence.
It was you seeing a Nissan car.
A Nismo.
On the road.
In front of me in Richmond. And it's my actual friend from the dealership in Carolyn Springs. You've what are the odds of two cars being together in such a giant city?
I'll tell you one other thing that's really good. SCA.
Southern Cross Austereo.
What a great company.
Fox FM. Yeah.
Sorry, so you're saying surely it was because the story was so amazing, everyone's going, whoa, I'm not going to compete with that.
Buckley's a great boss.
His name's Grant Blackley.
Well, that's a shame, Byron. It's not good to end a Friday on that note, really, is it? Having ruined a segment.
We are having a big week next week. Of course, Alpha Bucks Kids. This is something we should actually be promoting instead of all our personal stuff.
Yeah.
Alpha Bucks Kids is going to be massive. You can register at fox.com.au. Your kid can play Alpha Bucks and win 10 grand for their school.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This is
amazing.
So good because so many, and we said this earlier, but so many parents will say to us, oh, our kids tune in and they make us listen to the Fox so that they can hear the Alpha Bucks.
I just spoke to my kids and they want to play.
Yeah, and so now your kids can play for their school and win $10,000 for their school. And they'd get a good prize.
So have a great weekend at Buller Boxing.
Yes,
have a great weekend with your dad.
Thank
your
you,
dad's
Fev.
In town.
Thanks
and your
much.
New adopted dog.
Yes.
That'll be fun for
little,
you.
Little oodle in our house. That's karma.
And I'm going to Perth.
Enjoy, Fev.
Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.